afternoon. Funny day of cat naps type thing. Not getting a lot done. I have had an idea though. I just wanted to record it here for my benefit so I can save me writing it down. The idea is called Boo Hoo, which might sound patronising when you hear what it's going to be about. Yeah, it's basically I'm going to, once I finish doing the audio booth community sort of model, I'm going to be able to roll it out for any kind of micro communities and stuff as and specialist niche communities. And bearing in mind how I came across Audioboo and what I used it for, or what I still use it for on this account, as a sort of self-therapy process and a way of just speaking to the ether, really. And the side effect of that, which has been actually some lovely support from people and some really positive words and a genuine it's been a genuine help to me, and it still continues to be. It's I love it. I'm a bit over passionate about the whole thing because I'm a real audiophile fan. Always have been, never really got into video. I like photographic stills and audio for some reason. I love film obviously, but I'm not a film that's not my area of hobbyties. So yeah, boohoo, the idea being that when the more advanced version of Audioboo is released and has the ability to have private messages or group messages with restricted access, then anyone else who's suffering from mental health problems will have a forum to sound off. It will be their option whether it's open access their boo to the rest of Audioboo, and the site would require sign up to access any content. So it would be just a place that people who hear each other talking on Audioboo, who recognise things in their each other's words and would like to converse about those things without D name on Twitter all the time, or having to revert to old forms of media like email. And it will be a place to hopefully encourage mental health charities to get involved. People like Mind. I've worked with Mind actually years ago, before I was in my career, and in the first 2 years of my career, they're an excellent organisation. But I have to say, the time when I needed them, I've been donating to them since I started work as well. Only £10 a month, but I've never stopped it. And at the top of the time when I needed them was the time that I realised that it's not them being there that's important. It's you feeling like you can communicate with them or access them easily, and you don't. Well, I didn't, and I don't. And so I think that getting mental health organisations or awareness organisations involved in a project like Boohoo would be excellent for people in a similar situation to me. We're no different to anyone else. We're just the same way someone might get up with a bad back in the morning, or a bad leg might be troubling them for a few weeks. So our mental health problems are cyclical, usually medicated mostly, if we've got the right treatment. And there should be more open discourse about the whole subject. And I did a psychology degree, then I worked at Mind, then I went and what sold my soul to the devil working in the city as a negotiator effectively. And it didn't do anything for my hold on, before I start going off on a rant, that I've said what I need to say, so I'm going to pull that to a halt. But Boo Hoo, it's an idea boo. And it's a support group thing. I can't imagine the likes of me being that easy using Audioboo publicly to talk about their mental health problems if it becomes as big as something like Twitter. It's just not going to be sensible because we're not the most mentally strong, and therefore not able to deal with the kind of whimsical, unmeant, and unthought comments that you get back on things like that. Anyway, just an idea. I'm going to do it. It's an idea that it fits very much in with my personal circumstances, and it's something I enjoy doing, the web, learning how to design things on the web and make things on the web. And it's a new thing to me, so I'm pleased with Audioboo's build. It seems to work, and now I'm going to try and use it for something a bit,